If my Bible is not short of the standard of his theology of one Lord, one faith, one God, one salvation for all the world, even in that. Jesus Christ comes very close to Africa, which you preached to us and converted us. And according to Agri of Africa, he said the organ gives melody, rhythm, and sweetness in music because of the combination of the white and the black articles on the organ. If a professor of music here should play the white alone, we will not have melody in this chapel. If he should play the black alone of the organ, we will have no melody in this chapel. But as he plays the white, he plays the black. As he plays the white, he plays the black. And if you men are sitting down there, if you don't wear white shirt beneath the dark coat, it wouldn't suit each other. You just can't wear complete black and look nice. But you've got to mix them together, and it will come to a great standard of love. Christ has that spirit of forgiveness. How many of us do forgive? We kill ourselves in Nigeria because of the lack of the spirit of forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Before we can have the spirit and follow the unchanging Christ, we must have the spirit of forgiveness. History changes, but Christ never changes. Politics changes, but Christ never changes. Wallace cannot change America. Nixon cannot change America. Humphrey cannot change America. But you, man of God, can change America. Because Wallace, if he's elected, is going to stay in the White House. Nixon, if he's elected, is going to stay in the White House. Hopefully, if he's elected, he's going to stay in the White House. But you men and women of God are going to stay among the people of America, taking that day in out, eating with them, moving with them, drinking with them, deciding with them on what patterns of life will we choose. And Joshua says, but as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Whom will you serve? What will you choose? Will you have the spirit of sympathy, of compassion, as Christ had for all people? An American young man returning from the war of Korea some years ago reached New York. He called his father on telephone. In the war in Korea, acid was poured on him and he was defaced. He wasn't so much disfigured, but he became so dark by the acid poured on him. He reached New York. He called his father on telephone. Daddy, I'm coming home from Korea with a friend who is too dark, who is defaced into your home. Would you like to meet this friend? His father said, son, never you bring any nonsense into my home. I will not like you to come with such a friend. Come, son, alone. Don't bring that friend into my home. Then he called his mother. Mother, I am bringing a friend with me. He's so much defaced and dark in color. Would you like to meet with such a friend? The mother said, son, no, I can't allow such a friend in my home. This son climbed up. He was worried in the mind because the acid has been poured on him and he has been defaced. He has the spirit of Christ, but his father did not have it. He has the spirit of compassion, but his mother did not have it. He climbed high, the United Nations building, written at the top. He jumped. He fell and died. But he wrote the address of his father in his garment. Policemen went there. They picked him up dead and telephoned his father. Mr. So-so-so, come right here now. He went there and saw his son. The policeman told him, Father, you are a minute late. If you have been here earlier, before your son jumped, you might have picked him alive. If we do not have the spirit of love, if we do not have the spirit of compassion, if we do not have the spirit of forgiveness, we will be a minute late in the kingdom of God. And all the education we arrive at and receive from these professors in the Southeastern Baptist Seminary will fall short of the standard of God. May the grace of God be with you. Shall we bow our heads while we ask Dr. Copeland to lead us in prayer?